Inhale nice and deep. And exhale. Welcome indeed. Thank you for joining me. Today we're going to be discussing a wide variety of topics, mainly related to energy work and clearing out and transmuting limiting energies. So to transmute a limiting energy, let's break that down. The word transmute simply means to change form from one mode of being to another mode of being. So when we have a limiting attitude that we've been feeding our energy for years and years, whatever that attitude is, maybe it's an attitude of unworthiness, feeling as though we're unworthy of God's love, so to speak. That's very common due to the Christian slash Catholic paradigm that's been fairly dominant on this planet for a good chunk of human history. So that belief that you are perhaps a sinner and unworthy in the eyes of God, even though at this point in your life and in your evolution, if you're listening to this show, then chances are you don't believe that, at least not on a conscious level. But that subconscious programming that occurred during childhood is still largely intact. And the beliefs that sprang from that belief are still often largely intact. And so in this process of transmuting our limitations, we visit that attitude, that belief. And we don't resist it. And in fact, what we do is we embrace it. We breathe deep. We expand the energy and the love of our higher self, letting it fill us and using that higher frequency that our higher self can put us into to embrace that limiting thought and to reclaim the power that we have from it. And in doing that, the energy shifts, the energy transmutes. It changes form from a limitation, from a bound up frequency, causing a disruption in the energy field, and it shifts back into pure energy. So you've changed the state of the energy that you've put into pain and suffering and unworthiness, and you've changed its state, you've transmuted it back into pure energy that you can then embrace and breathe in and return back to your energy field. So that's the short definition. There's obviously limitations on how much energy of the past can be transmuted at one single moment in time, it doesn't actually serve you to attempt to peel more than you're ready for at any given moment. It's a much smoother process of transmuting if you allow your higher self to direct how much is done, how much energy is reclaimed at one time from whatever the attitudes are. Because usually what will happen is you'll hone in on something from, say, your childhood, and you'll reclaim your energy from that experience in the moment. And as you do that, as the energy is coming back to you and you're breathing it in, oftentimes you'll shift somewhere else on your timeline, maybe 10 years into the future or whatever, or maybe into something in your recent past where you are being shown how that attitude has played itself out in your life. And in seeing that, then you can ask your higher self to help you reclaim the energy from that experience and that other moment in your timeline. And there's often a skipping around because the attitudes and beliefs that formed during that childhood ripple out and continue to affect us into adulthood, usually on a level that's just underneath our awareness. So as you start moving through the surface layers of issues and getting down into the core attitudes that are holding them in place, those core fears, those core feelings of unworthiness, and you start reclaiming your power from them, you'll start to see how that has been affecting your life, and then you can take your power back from the emotions around the situations later on. So, say a sense of unworthiness caused you to attract somebody into your life that made you feel unworthy on a regular basis. What they were really doing is resonating and reinforcing that original attitude and belief that you adopted as a child, or perhaps even in another incarnation, but it was still mirrored in this lifetime. And you have all of your memories of this life. You actually don't need to worry about past lives, except to, when you're reclaiming your energy, you can ask your higher self to help you reclaim energy from that attitude that is also being mirrored in other lifetimes as well. And you can reclaim that energy as well in that moment. You don't have to have knowledge of every single one of your past lives, for example. And so that's a nice little introduction on transmuting energies. I know a lot of you didn't hear that whole thing, so I do encourage you to, after the show is over, to come back and listen from the start, and then at that point also please do give the show a rating as well. That helps to, the more ratings that a show gets, it helps it to get higher up on the search results in the spirituality category, for example. And so now I'm going to go to Diane in California. Can you hear me, Diane?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so how have you been the last week since we did the work on air last time?
I'm actually improving. I've had some improvements. I'm like being more aware of asking, like what you've been saying about transmuting, you know, negative beliefs, and like when I catch myself going into the ego, and it's like, okay, that's ego stuff. Let me put you in the corner. So I'm making progress, I feel.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And I've been feeling a little bit more uplifted in everything, too. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And has anything come up in the last week that you have a question on that you maybe wanted to get a little more clarity on?
Well, like you were saying about transmuting the energy, how important is it to know about what specific beliefs it is? I mean, basically, I've just been saying all worry, you know, it's like I've been struggling with money all my life, and self-worth. I mean, when you said that, that one is a really big one. I mean, how important is it to know exactly what the belief is, or can you just ask your higher self to transmute? What I've been saying is please transmute whatever beliefs and limitations I've and perceptions that I have and replace them with the qualities of God's qualities of like unlimited supply and bliss and perfection and, you know, perfect relationships, perfect health and things like that. So,
yeah, and that's wonderful. And you don't necessarily need to do a deep delving into what that issue is, because especially in the early phases, as you're getting your ego under control and getting it tamed a bit, mm-hmm. a lot of times you'll just be taking your power back from whatever frustration comes up in the moment and just take
right.
the power back from it.
Right.
And just doing that on a moment-by-moment basis, that will increase your awareness, and that will actually allow you, when you need to go straight through to the core, down back all the way into something that was anchored in, even in childhood. But
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do that every single time. You can just apply the process on the thought as it comes up and then reclaim
okay.
your energy from it.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And like if something comes up that's a frustration or whatever, or if it's around money or it's a fear or something, and it's like I just say, you know, please help me higher self transmute this. And, you know, but the feeling of the worthiness, you know, I've been thinking about that being worthy. It's like God loves me. You know, it's like it's just almost like it's almost impossible for me to believe. So I think I have a really deep belief system of not being worthy, you know. And, you know, like my whole life, my whole self-image, I always thought of myself as fat and ugly. So, you know, so that's why I think the self-worth is one of the biggest issues for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, again, back to religious programming, I think you told me that you were raised Catholic, right?
Yes, I was raised that way.
Yeah. And so that's a heavy load of baggage to unravel. And so that is going to take some time. And so the important thing is just to be really patient with yourself. And it sounds like you've been applying the process very effectively to reclaim your energy from it. But yeah, worthiness is so important, because the concept that God is a judgmental father figure in the sky that has a series of requirements that every human must achieve, and if they don't do that, then they are tortured and punished for all of eternity, is a really very just insane belief system that's been accepted as true for whatever
yeah.
reason, basically because they killed all the non-believers
exactly.
as a way of spreading the faith. And so as those unworthiness issues come up, just actively reclaim your power from them. And then when you have some time at a quiet moment in the evening or whenever, if you want to engage the process on a deeper level, then you can ask your God to help you go to some of the core moments where you embraced and started to believe that you were unworthy. Because it's all those little beliefs and the accumulation of those beliefs that are acting in the background, really.
Right, right. Well, I can recognize, you know, like for myself, and of course all ego, but like I'll look at somebody that's really pathetic and, you know, in my view and stuff, and I go, God loves them, you know, and it's like, oh, come on, you know, and so it's, you know, I guess it's just all ego. One of the things that really helped me a lot was when, somebody said, you know, God made everything, and if everything God made was perfect, how could he have made a mistake with me? And that's one of the key thoughts that has really helped me a lot, because it's like, yeah, well, how could he have made a mistake with me? Maybe it's just my own thoughts about myself that make me unworthy. So anyway, that's just...
And that's exactly right. It's only our own thoughts. Because
yeah.
literally every single thing that exists, every particle of matter, every person, every soul, is made up of God. There is no separation. We are literally existing in the mind of God, and we're evolving God's awareness of what it means to be a soul in physical reality. So God is actually learning through us.
Mm-hmm.
So as we change, as we evolve, we actually evolve the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
and that's
it,
basically what Ascension
is. Go ahead. I'm sorry, say that again?
And I said, and that's basically what Ascension is, isn't it? It's just God becoming aware of ourselves, or us becoming aware of God, you know.
Yes, and us becoming aware that we are an indivisible part of God. We are absolutely that divine being, simply clothed in the illusion of a human body and a human personality. And as we peel away the layers of that clothing, the layers of beliefs that are based on physical reality limitations, then we vibrate higher and higher, we vibrate more in that frequency of the one true creator, which we can call God for simplicity's sake. And that to me is really ascension, gradually raising the frequency of our thoughts, raising the frequency of our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually quite very exciting in a way when you think about it, you know.
Oh, it absolutely is, because we're completely empowered. All of the old limiting beliefs fall away in that mm-hmm. in that new paradigm of thought. Every limitation that we have is a lie, because God is unlimited.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, yesterday morning I started out and I said, okay, this is, because usually I wake up and I go, oh God, it's another day and I'm going to be doing the same thing as I did yesterday and I'm so bored. And I said, no, let me change that. Today is a brand new day and it's like a clean slate. And it's like, there are no limitations on this day, only what I place on it. So it kind of gave me a new, fresh outlook for starting the day.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's wonderful. In fact, later, probably in the last half hour of the show, we'll engage a process for everybody in the show that I'm going to then record to just a way to reframe your day and start the day in a very empowering way. So that may come later on. It kind of depends on how the show flows. It looks like we have another caller. This may be Chaska. Let's click on his link and see who it is. Chaska?
Luke, I am your father. Oh, sorry.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, this is Jeff. I'm hanging out. Nice show you're doing, man. Really wanted to thank you a lot for your efforts here have been just really incredible, what you're doing. And the team up with you and Risa is just really, really sweet. Working out really nice.
Yeah, well, thanks. It's really happy. I'm really happy to be here. It's been a great time and really have enjoyed connecting with everybody. So
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm just kind of starting out doing my own shows. I've only done two so far and learning a lot off your examples.
Oh, well, hey, no, it really, for me anyways, it comes down to just speaking my heart. And as long as I let that flow and as long as I allow my higher self to empower my voice, then all the shows just work out. And wow, we have another caller. Let's have a little party here. Spiritual Pilot, who's that?
All right.
Are you there, hello? Spiritual Pilot?
Yes, yeah.
Hello. Well, he's not coming in. He looks like he's using Click to Talk, so there may be some issues there with the microphone or whatnot. So I'm going to get Spiritual Pilot, no offense, but I'm going to drop your call. Please do try to call back, and hopefully the Click to Talk thing will work. Just for anybody using Click to Talk, after you click the connect button, a little tiny box pops up asking you if you want to allow it to use your microphone. And you have to click allow. It's a very, very tiny little button. So that's a little tip for anybody using the click to talk button. Okay. So, Jeff?
Cool. I'm getting a little distortion. That's on my having trouble hearing clearly.
Hearing me clearly, you mean?
Thanks. Yeah, that's what I was doing my test show today to see. I was playing with the music and the volumes and the settings and pretty much ready to go now and do some serious shows. The other ones were just kind of just, you know, getting my feet wet. I did two practice type ones. So now we're kind of getting the ball rolling. I can't get on the TV show because it doesn't have it doesn't support Mac applications, and all my computers here are Macs, or I also have a Windows 98, which it also does not support the new TV thing.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll figure a way around that. Although I think we'll probably be doing TV and radio, so I don't think we're going to be getting rid of Blog Talk Radio at least anytime in the near future. Somebody
and
asked
this
me
Blog Talk.
I just said, so somebody in the chat asked if I was the one doing the meditation on 9/22, or if it was Mark Hempel. So that would be Monday. That was probably Mark Hempel. And you can tell our voices sound pretty different. Mark's got a pretty different voice from me, so that was definitely Mark. I cannot be 90% certain of that. Okay, so, and also, if anybody in the chat starts hearing my voice break up or sound strange, please do let me know that as well, because that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of distortion on it here, at least.
Okay. Now, you're in Peru, right?
Yeah, I'm up in Cusco, Peru, in the Sacred Valley of the Incas, just upriver from Machu Picchu. I've lived in this exact house. I've been here for eight and a half years in this house in the valley and 2 years in another house. So I've been here over 10 and a half years in this same place, but I've been in Peru for 13 and a half years total time.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And do you get a lot of lag? Are you using like a satellite connection for your internet? Or?
No, I'm on a straight DSL. ADSL and using Skype.
Okay.
And I get a little bit of lag when I'm doing my show, I guess. I don't know how many
right.
seconds, maybe 15 seconds.
Okay.
But there's the one thing is Peru has really pretty well advanced internet infrastructure comparatively to our neighbors. Bolivia and Ecuador pretty much are still running the two coffee cans with a string between it, modem and stuff. And I have friends in Ecuador. They can't get up event temples too. They can only get the audio. They can't get the, you know, it just won't come in. They can't get YouTube, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's kind of
Bolivia's really gone down, and they're all just about closing their borders, or, you know, they're just about ready to close business. They're teetering the government. It's ready to fall into about five city-state. Bolivia traditionally has a lot of turnover. They have 200 years of independence and 200 presidents type thing. And this last one was doing okay, but the funny thing that I just following news isn't what I do, but there's no news on it, there's other news, but nobody's talking anything about Bolivia, which hasn't really been a country with a government for the last week and a half.
Right. I saw a little flash of that on Google News about Bolivia's government basically melting down, and And then it just sort of fell off the radar, because everything on the news right now is all about the economic situation and the supposed bailout. And
the U.S. Embassy, they evacuated, they heli evacuated 200 people from La Paz to Lima. I would think that would be a news item, maybe a low-ranking news item, but, you know, the United States Embassy evacuating all their personnel, and it's not in any of the news. It's like, hey, that's what's going on?
Well, yeah, exactly, and that's just because, well, news in the West is very, very controlled and really designed to keep people in a state of fear and disconnection. And that's why I think it was a Sunday show where I really encouraged people not to spend too much time worrying about what's in the news, because the news is really there to keep people off balance
exactly.
and in a state of fear. And really
exactly.
and really keep
the
them
news
keep
is,
them distorted.
No, if the news is what they say they are, then of course they would have something in Bolivia about Bolivia. But since Bolivia is completely erased, it's like it's 100% controlled, 100%. There's not even a doubt, you know?
Right. Yeah, and so I wanted to shift over briefly to the economic bailout of Wall Street that has been the dog and pony show in the media for the last basically 7 or so days at least. And for all the people that are feeling a lot of angst and anger and fear about this bailout, well, first of all, it is a continuation of the same old paradigm of continuing to produce money out of thin air that's backed by nothing, and they're just doing it on a larger scale, using the excuse of, oh, gee, nobody ever saw this coming. Well, of course they saw it coming. They knew exactly what would result from these practices, but all they're doing is simply doing more of the same. And so from a certain perspective, it can be easy to get angry about that. But what I want to encourage everybody to do when they're viewing these is to think about the potential long-term ability for these types of crises to actually wake people up. Because as the economy actually slips into the teetering on the brink of collapsing, all of these egos that of all these Wall Street giants, there's not all of them, but many, many, many of the people that have thought that Wall Street was it and that they were basically masters of the financial universe, they're getting a serious wake-up call, and they're their egos have been, some of them at least, have been pretty well shattered. And that is a traumatic experience, but the lessening of the ego is, at this time in our history of our transition out of the old ego-dominated paradigm and into the new level of spiritual awareness that's coming into the planet, those egos have to be cut down to size, and they can't be controlling our minds anymore. So as the economy melts down, and it's going to continue melting down, they're going to do their bailout, and it's going to put taxpayers on the hook. Well, that's going to wake more and more people up to the embedded, indentured servant type setup of this system. And so that's in a long-term sense going to be a catalyzer for change, a catalyst for change. People are going to, who maybe 2 years ago would have never even questioned anything, they're going to start questioning the legality of the IRS. They're going to start questioning the legality of the Federal Reserve System. And they're going to start waking up, and they're going to start looking for deeper answers. And the middle class is going to shake off their chains of bondage, so to speak, and there's going to be eventually a middle class revolution without any bloodshed, where they just simply stop participating, right? Just stop paying their taxes and stop paying their mortgages and stop worrying about their day job because they're going to realize that the system that they thought was the ultimate reality was just based on lies. So keep that in mind as you're watching these news events unfold. And Tosca, thanks for joining me. I've been monologuing for the last couple minutes here. So thanks for coming in and chatting. So just keep in mind where this can go, and always look for how consciousness can shift and how consciousness can be raised, even by seemingly chaotic or disruptive or destructive events. The human spirit and the human consciousness will eventually overcome the mind control and the brainwashing and all of the machinations that the people who think that they run the world are using to keep their control grid in place, because that whole grid is crumbling apart. So as this old world falls away, whenever you find yourself going into fear or panic or worry about your survival or what you'll be able to do or not to do because of what's occurring, just take a breath, take three breaths. Get yourself calm and centered, invoke your higher self, and then just reclaim your energy from that worry in that moment, and know that nothing that occurs in this planet's reality or perspective on reality can ever truly damage you, can ever truly harm you, because you are an infinite, multidimensional galactic soul who has incarnated many, many, many times, and this is simply a stop on your journey. We came here to help this planet, to help anchor in a new frequency, to help transmute on a large scale certain limiting attitudes and limiting frequencies. And so just simply to do your part isn't, you don't have to do anything major. You don't have to necessarily produce media if that's not your interest. Just simply address the contents of your own mind and address your ego so that it's in the right space. It's not running you. It's simply reminding you of how to engage in physical reality. And so Stillman in the chat said, let's arrest the criminals, seize their assets that they stole from the world. And I do believe, Stillman, that that will come about, although it's not quite there yet. Because the last 50 years of the American dream being broadcast on the media still has a grip on a large percentage of the people in the country. And I really do see this Wall Street meltdown and then the ensuing bailout and the power grab that they're attempting with this bailout as one more nail that they're putting in their own coffin. They're doing themselves in, because the more they grasp for power and the more they attempt to manipulate and control, the more out of hand their web of lies and deceit becomes. And they're literally scrambling to keep the status quo in place. So people are waking up faster and faster because of their actions. And they're actually catalyzing change through their greed, through their arrogance, thinking that they can do anything that they want to do and convince everybody, or at least enough people, that what they're doing is fine. And so, yeah, we turn the negative media into positive results, because the media is just the media spin. It's really the actions that are being taken and the manipulations that are occurring that the human spirit rebels against. The human spirit says, something's not right. I think I'm going to do a little bit of my own research and come up with some of my own answers. And so that how that comes about is a little bit different for everybody. Some people don't need very much encouragement to start questioning their reality. Other people need to have their entire reality literally fall apart before they start to question and look at it from a higher level. And so we can take that to a higher level. We can actually use that as fuel to help wake up people that we know, maybe people that we work with that are starting to grumble and complain about what's happening. You can see that little moment as an opportunity to plant a seed of a greater awareness. And it's a tricky prospect. You have to be able to feel and sense where that person is at, how much of a greater truth that they can actually incorporate. And for most people, it's just a little tiny seed at a time. But if somebody that you know is talking about this to you, or even a group of your coworkers, you can maybe take that opportunity to let them know that the Federal Reserve is a private bank, and watch as the little wheels start to spin in their mind. And then if they ask you some more questions about that, give them a little bit more information. But don't push too hard. Just plant the seed and say, well, you know what? Because eventually they're going to push back and say, oh, well, that's conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. And so you can just say, well, it's okay. Just, maybe do a little bit of research on it on your own. Just Google the Federal Reserve as a private bank or whatever and just see what you come up with. And then just leave it because you've planted the seed. You've helped that person's awareness shift a little bit. And that's enough. That's enough. You don't have to completely enlighten that person or make them think how you think. That's not what we're here to do. We're just here to help each other gradually increase our frequencies of thought. And so, Diane, I think I am going to switch us over into this new bit of media that's been on my mind for a while now. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
I just had one more question I'd like to ask you. If you could, I don't know if you want to do it now, but expand on this idea of the Milky Way, the galactic being, and the galactic core. I've been doing the cosmic flesh, but it's just, of course, the ego wants a little bit more information so I can make it valid. But I understand the concept of this unconditional love beaming down on the planet. That really resonates, but I don't know if there's anything else you can expand on that. And that's the only question I have.
Sure. Happy to expand. I can talk about the galactic core all day long. So.
Oh, good.
So, okay. We know that planet Earth is alive. It has a consciousness, and we tend to call her Mother Earth. Well, in the same way, the galaxy, and really every galaxy, is a living being. In a sense, in an abstract sense, or a higher dimensional perspective, it's a single living being, and we're all cells within the body of the galaxy. And then each galaxy is a cell in the universe, which is a cell in the mind of God. So bringing it back to the galaxy, the core of the galaxy, where all of the stars and solar systems spiral out from, that's the driving force, the energetic, magnetic, cosmic frequency that propels this galaxy in motion. It's what keeps our planets moving. It's what keeps our solar system rotating in orbit around the galactic core. Our solar system is orbiting around the galactic core. And so that's the core consciousness. That is the blueprint or the logos of all planets, all life forms in this galaxy. So our physical bodies are a manifestation of that prime evolutionary frequency that is programmed into the core of the galaxy. And so just like we can tune into Mother Earth and we can ground our energy and be connected with her, so too can we connect with the consciousness of the galaxy. And you can call it whatever you like. Some people just call it the galaxy. I like to call it the galaxy being because it reminds me more so that it's a consciousness. And it's a very powerful consciousness. It literally is what makes up everything on this planet and in the entire galaxy is that consciousness. And so it's really an expression of consciousness playing out through solar systems, through civilizations, through our civilization, if you can call it that, on Earth, etc. And there's so much richness of life in this one galaxy alone. So it's the most powerful local source of energy. And by local, I mean not on the other side of the universe. It's simply from our planet, our mind connects into the galaxy, which we're already enmeshed in, and we go straight to the galactic core. And that's what's driving our evolution on the planet. It's what's driving the evolution of our solar system and the evolution of every single species in the galaxy. All of that driving force is coming from the core, the galactic sun. So when we tune into that energy, what we're doing is accessing the evolutionary energy, that prime moving energy that's already shifting and evolving on planet. And so by tuning into that on a conscious level, we're activating our evolution in a much more rapid sense. And by embracing that energy as it flows through us, connecting it in with Mother Earth, then we're acting as galactic conduits. Mm. We're literally conducting galactic energy and frequency and helping it to shift the Earth as it shifts us and as it evolves us. And it's going to happen whether we tune into it or not, because the frequencies of change are already bombarding our planet. So the people that resist it are feeling the pain. They're feeling the pain of the ego struggling to maintain its identity and superiority. But as we consciously tune into the galactic core, then we let go of those limiting programs in our ego much more easily, because it's like taking a shower of light, right? And it's just washing away all of these limiting energies that we've bound up in our minds and in our consciousness field. So it's extremely powerful, and it's something that's actually quite easy to tune into. It's simply a matter of accessing it and then allowing it to move you. Ooh, that was a long answer. What do you think, Diane?
That was great. That's great. It feels very right. And I just want to express my gratitude to you for my evolution. Like I said, I really feel when I saw your information that there was something there for me. I didn't understand it, but I'm learning to trust my intuition. If I'm interested in something, there's a reason. So my extreme gratitude for you, and I hope to do another private session in the near future.
Great, Diane. Well, I'm so happy to hear that you've been feeling the shifts and that you're going with the flow. So keep in touch. I'll be on the show every Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Diane.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I see I have another caller on the line. I've unmuted your mic. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Vivian. I have a question about my mother, my father, and my brother. I have terrible relationship with them. I'm just wondering, do you see any way to me that is possible?
Okay. I'm getting a lot of distortion. I'm going to need you to say that again and speak really slow so that I can put it together a little better. Can you do that for me?
I have a bad relationship with my brother's parents, and I'm just wondering whether there's remedy.
Okay, a bad relationship with your father's parents?
Father's, mother, and brother.
Okay, and you are wondering what now?
How I can resolve that.
Okay. Well, that's a somewhat tricky one to answer, but in essence, the only thing you can really resolve is how you interpret them, how you react to them. You can't actually make them improve themselves or be more tolerant or more loving, unfortunately. So the only thing that you actually have control over is how you perceive them, and if you're judging them or angry with them, you can control that because you can take your energy back from that judgment or that criticism. Because that inner critic that says, well, this person is like this and that, and these are all the reasons that they're no good, or these are all of their faults, that inner critic is using up a lot of your energy, a lot of your thoughts and emotional energy. So if you can take your power back from that inner critic, and simply detach and allow them to be however they are, no matter how limited or unloving they are, simply allow them to be who they are, and then work on yourself, because you're the only one that you can actually change. And as you change yourself and you peel away your own layers of what's holding you back, you'll find that they will be less able to push your buttons. And they'll try. I guarantee they'll keep trying to push your buttons and make you upset and put you down and do all those things that people who are operating out of a limited ego space will do. But if you can then uninstall all of the buttons, all of the emotions that they're using to affect you, then you will literally free yourself from the entanglement of that relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And have you done the self-clearing system on ascensionhelp.com?
Which one?
Ascensionhelp.com.
Can you type it out? Because I can't hear it.
Sure thing. Are you in the chat?
I'm in the chat.
Okay. So I'm going to type that out. It's www.ascensionhelp.com, and I just typed it there in the chat as well.
Got it.
And so the self-clearing system is available without any upfront charge. It's about 80 minutes of different techniques and meditations. They're all meditative. And if you go through the whole thing, I actually recommend going through the whole thing two times, because you'll find that you'll pick up a lot more the second time than you did on the first round through. And you can use that to uninstall those buttons. You can use that to actually take your power back from all of the issues that they're actually triggering in you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So thanks so much for your call. Please do check that out. And then if you have a chance to try and apply it, maybe give a call back next week and we'll talk some more and answer some more questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for your call.
Bye.
All right. Well, we have 37 minutes left. And I am going to cue up the didgeridoo at 13% volume. Hopefully that will be nice and low. I'm going to need just a little bit of feedback from the folks in the chat room to let me know after about a minute when the didgeridoo gets up all the way up to full volume. if you can still hear me okay with the music in the background. And what I'm going to be doing is kind of a fun thing. The idea came to me last night that one of the new media items that I'm going to be putting out is a 30-minute version of the self-clearing system that somebody can do at the beginning of their day to start their day without any baggage imprinting on what their day is going to be. It's going to also address reclaiming power from anything that's come up in the dream state as well. And so I decided, rather than just do it in private and release it later, because I'm not, it's going to be just like everything else on ascensionhub.com. If it raises your frequency and you appreciate it, then please donate, although there's no upfront fees. So I'm guessing that everybody can hear me just fine. The bridge sounds like it's nice and low. And so here we go. Now again, Matt, remember, you're going to be hearing this later on in the morning as a first thing in the morning process. Good morning. Hope you slept well. This is Cameron Day from AscensionHealth.com, and we're going to start your day in such a way that you're freed from any limitations or any imprinting of the past. I would like you to sit up so that you don't fall back asleep. Close your eyes, get comfortable with a pillow or whatnot, and start taking some nice, deep, slow breaths. Go ahead and inhale nice and deep. As you inhale, fill up your lungs from the very bottom all the way up to the top. Inhale nice and deep, and then let it exhale completely. And now I want you to tune in to your higher self. That's a ball of light above your head. Simply breathe deep and become aware of its presence. And ask your higher self to enter your crown chakra and help light it up and open it and connect your brain, your crown, to your higher self. Breathe it in and let it flow. Let the energy move into your body. And as you breathe, see the light of your higher self moving down, lighting up your pineal, lighting up your third eye, lighting up your ability to see beyond physical reality. Breathe deep. Let your higher self move down into your throat. Feel it expand your sense of wisdom and compassion. Feel it empowering your voice with love. Breathe it in and allow your higher self to move into your heart. And as you breathe nice and deep, allow your higher self to expand your energy from your heart. Allow it to expand your love. Breathe in that divine love that is your higher self. Breathe in the power that is divine love, and that is intricately connected to you. Your higher self is always waiting and ready to fill every cell of your body with its love, with its divine power. So breathe it in and let it move down into your solar plexus, soothing any tension as you breathe slow and deep. And continue to breathe and allow your higher self to move into your second chakra and down into your root chakra, lighting you up from the core of your being with the power of divine love. Now breathe and stay relaxed. And allow your higher self's light to expand into every single cell of your body. If you're feeling any tension anywhere in your body, simply put one hand on your heart and another hand on the location of the tension. And breathe deep. And allow the energy of your higher self to move into that area and release all tension. Ask your higher self to help you reclaim any energy that you have stuck in this area of tension. And breathe deep and let that energy return. And now we're going to focus on the galaxy, the consciousness of the Milky Way. I call it the galaxy being. You may call it anything that you like. Simply know that the galaxy is teeming with life, and that it has a single unifying consciousness that is also always ready and willing to help you shift any energy that you need to shift. So ask the galaxy being for the cosmic flush. And imagine a beam of light traveling instantaneously from the core of the galaxy into the crown of your head, moving through your body. See it move down into the core of Mother Earth through your physical vessel. Breathe deep and feel that galactic connection that you are facilitating. Mother Earth is very grateful for your assistance and your anchoring of this galactic energy. And she sends a corresponding beam up from her plasma crystalline core up into your body, moving up from your roots, up through your chakras, showering out the crown chakra on the top of your head, surrounding you with loving earth energy. Breathe it in and let it flow for a moment. Now, ask your higher self to bring back to you any energy that you may have stuck or you may have experienced in the dream state that you feel needs to be reclaimed. It's okay if you don't remember what you dreamt about, and it's okay if you do remember the dream. Simply breathe deep and ask that anything that was revealed to you as a limitation in your dream state, that you reclaim the power and the energy from those limitations with the help of your higher self. So breathe it in, nice and deep, and let that energy flow back to you. And if you're feeling tension, maybe the same tension from earlier, or if you're feeling something new, ask the galaxy being to direct transmutational energies to that tension, to transmute or to change its form from tension back into pure energy. And breathe it in nice and deep. Now ask your higher self if there's anything else that you can reclaim your power from at this moment. And if there is, ask it to help you do so as you expand your light, your consciousness from your heart, embracing every aspect of your mind in love, awareness, and forgiveness. Breathe it in, let the energy flow back to you. Anywhere you feel a blockage, ask your higher self and the galaxy being to send energy and to transmute that blockage back to pure energy that you can then embrace once again. Breathe it in. Now, from this relaxed, expanded, and empowered state, take a moment to think about the things that need to be done today. Now, if you find yourself feeling any tension as a result of these thoughts, or thinking about the resistance that you may have to what your day holds, simply set that aside for the moment, because that is the limited aspect of your mind that some call the ego, attempting to distract you from your place of centeredness that you were just in. So ask that ego voice to please step aside. And now take a look at that resistance or that tension that you're feeling surrounding the events of your day. Don't judge it. Don't resist it. Simply breathe it in and ask your higher self to help you reclaim the energy that you put into this resistance. Let it go. Let it unwind. Let it flow back into pure energy. Let it flow back into love as you expand your light from your heart once again. Breathe in nice and deep. And now ask your higher self to fill you and fill your mind with unlimited potentials. Ask it to fill your day with unlimited potentials, because truly you are about to engage a world that has no limitations other than your own beliefs. Ask your higher self to bring into your mind and into your day-to-day new awareness, new levels of compassion, forgiveness, and love. And breathe it in. Everything you ask for is given. Simply breathe it in, accept it, and allow it to be a part of who you are. And ask your higher self to be with you and give you the awareness of when you're moving back into your ego so that you can recognize it and interrupt that pattern and return yourself to your center, to your point of greater awareness that you're feeling at this moment. Breathe it in and know that every thought that you think can be changed. Every belief that you have can be left behind if you need to. Know that every limitation in your reality is mirroring back to you an aspect of your own mind. Carry this awareness with you as you go through your day. Carry with you the awareness that you can minimize your ego at any moment and reclaim your power from any thought process that you are engaging. Breathe that awareness into your mind and know that it is true. And when you notice your inner critic criticizing yourself, criticizing the people in your environment, or criticizing the state of the world. Know that that critic is just a facet of your third dimensional ego state of mind. And minimize it. Ask it to sit quietly off to the side. And then reclaim your energy that you have put into those criticisms. Know that you can be aware and you can retrieve all of your power and energy that you have given to your internal critic over the years of your life. Breathe deep and feel the energy coming back to you a little bit right now from your critic. Breathe it in and expand your heart. Expand the light of your higher self from your heart center. Breathe deep and know that you are intricately one with the mind of the one infinite creator that is all life, all manifestation. As you breathe it in and expand, this light, this awareness will help you through the ups and downs of your day-to-day life. Will help to smooth out those rough edges in your consciousness. And be aware that this is an ongoing process. However, if you engage this every day, for 30 days or longer, you will see results. You will notice greater mastery over your own thoughts, greater mastery over your sense of emotion, and the greater mastery over the events of your life. You will notice that people that used to push your buttons are no longer able to do so. You will notice that even if they try to push your buttons with extra energy and effort, that you have the ability to be the observer of your thoughts. And to simply set your ego aside and not engage in a drama or a battle of wills with that person. You know that you have the power to keep your energy field absolutely clean and free from outside influences. And should you, at any point, feel an intrusive energy moving into your state of awareness, simply ask your higher self to do an energy refund. And to refund, as in give back to the higher self of anybody, any person, or any non-physical being, that is projecting any harmful, unloving, or discordant frequencies into your consciousness. Simply let your higher self give that energy back to the higher self of the center, whoever they may be. and breathe and let your higher self refund that energy in a loving, non-judgmental way back to the higher self of the sender. And as you do that, as you feel that energy leaving your field of awareness, ask your higher self to bring back to you all of your own projections, your unloving and judgmental thoughts, back to you so that you can reclaim your power from them. Because every limited thought that you have is an opportunity for you to reclaim your power. As long as you can notice the thoughts, you can set your ego aside and reclaim your power from it. As long as you can notice and become aware of your thoughts, you can set your ego aside and reclaim your power from your thoughts. You are the master of your environment. So now I want you to take three extremely deep and somewhat quick breaths. Stretch your arms up above your head. Stretch your muscles out. Lean forward. Stretch your legs out. Reach towards your toes. Stretch your body just a little bit. Get your blood flowing. Get yourself ready to move through your day in a state of expansion, in a state of love, in a state of awareness and allowing. When you move through your day, remind yourself that your higher self is with you and that you are the master of your thoughts. Nobody else can make you feel or do anything. You can feel any way that you choose. Your reactions are your choice. You have the power to make your mind operate any way that you want to, with time and with patience and with practice. So go forth into your new day of limitless potential. May they come to you in abundance. May your day be charged with the divine, infinite love of your higher self. And may you be able to share that love in whichever way you choose with those that you touch as you move through your day. Namaste, my beloved. So I don't know how long that was, but that was a very nice first draft, maybe the final draft, of the self-clearing system for your morning. So for anybody, yeah, and that's why you have to sit up, by the way. So anybody who is feeling a little tired during that process, please understand that I am also engaging the energy as I do it. So my voice slows down and deepens to a level that helps produce a nice trance state for you and also for me, so that I can allow my higher self to channel these words through my mind. And that's why... we'll skip that. So the next part of the CD, actually I may have done that all in about 20 minutes. I'll have to double check the timing. So I'll do a night version as well, with a nice energy refund for everything that's occurred during your day and everybody who's judged you during your day. It's be an energy refund, and all of those energies can go back to the higher self of the sender, and then all of your own projections and judgments can come back to you to work on them. So that'll be the evening process. And it's going to be the length of a single CD. So that you can burn it to a disc and pop it into your little CD player and just cue it up in the morning when you wake up and cue it up at night. And if it works out timing-wise, I'll do like a 10-minute maybe process for a lunch break so that somebody who wants to do that can engage that for 10 minutes during any kind of break really as well. And it's going to be geared to people who are out there just like you, working, engaging people that have limited thoughts and limited attitudes, as a way to keep your energy field clean and clear so that the only frequencies affecting you are your own. And then that allows you to go deeper into the source of those thoughts and then reclaim your power from the methods of limitation. I'm sure it will be something that you can indeed give to your friends, although it will be somewhat predicated on having done the self-clearing system one time as well, at least one time. Because as you heard in the first section, even though I'm talking you through it, it's an expansion, it's just a different aspect of the self-clearing system. So it should be able to stand on its own fairly well. Although I do encourage everybody to use the self-clearing system on the site as well. And there's an MP3 for every self-clearing system process, so you can download those and burn them to disk. But yeah, a lot of people only have 30 minutes. So boom, there you go. You got your 30 minutes in the morning done. You set the tone for your day, and then that's a 30-minute process at night. So that'll be nice. I'll be glad to have that out. It's something that's an idea that's been brewing in my mind for what seems like a long time, but probably only been about a week. But a lot happens in a week these days as time is speeding up. Our world is getting faster and faster, and our ability to shift our thoughts is getting more powerful. So we're able to move through levels of our mind and reclaim our power from our limitations much faster. So we have 4 minutes left in the show. Does anybody have a question they would like to ask? Am I still going to scroll up real quick? Somebody recommended putting some drums on the morning process, and I will definitely do that, especially towards the end as we pick up the pace a little bit, so you feeling charged and not wanting to just go back to sleep. So I will do that as well, get some drums going. It's a very mellow, relaxing process, however. But as the energy comes back to you, you will feel energized even while you're relaxed. It's somewhat of a paradox, but it actually does work that way. Also, here's a question that was in my email. For anybody that's worried about visiting the United States from another country because of some of the strange things going on here and worries about what may be happening down the line as the government attempts to take more control over the lives of people, I would just say to you not to worry about that. Come on over, travel. The dollar's nice and low, so your currency will go a long ways here. And just enjoy it. Remember that your experience of reality mirrors your thoughts. So if you're afraid of coming here in a state of fear, then you will attract a situation that will mirror that fear. Hopefully it will only occur in the dream state and not in your physical experience. But overall, you'll have a much nicer time if you simply come and trust that you will be protected and guided by your higher self. And so if you're at the airport and suddenly your flight is canceled, well, then maybe that was your higher self telling you it's not the time. Just tune in and listen. Listen to what messages you're being given. And they won't be in words very often. They will be in feelings. So it's very important to get in touch with your heart. Make sure that your higher self is connected to your heart. And through that feeling center, you will be guided. Through your feeling, you will know what is the right thing to do. And it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's simply correct for you at that time. And so please come back to the show, to this page, and about, it's taking around 20 to 30 minutes for the Blog Talk Radio system to archive the show. So come back here in about a half an hour, if you could, please, and just give the show a rating. That helps the show get exposure. And please do go to ascensionhelp.com. That's www.ascensionhelp.com. Practice the self-clearing system. And if you enjoy it and it helps you, it's all free. But I do request that you donate if you are able and if you have been moved and expanded by the frequencies. Thank you all so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure, as always. I truly love doing these shows and interacting with you all. So be empowered, be blessed, and know that you are divine. Namaste, and I love you all.